everybody, and welcome to Lost 10 Tribes of Israel Tuesday. Yes, it is Lost 10 Tribes of Israel Tuesday. This is the Tuesday when you discover where the Lost 10 Tribes of Israel are and what happened to the two other tribes. Because there's 12, you know, so Lost 10 and then the two other ones. Yeah, okay. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zenner, and I probably will not get through this on this show. I thought I was going to probably just whisk through the Lost 10 Tribes of Israel in one show, but looking over my notes, probably won't be able to do it. It's a treacherous tale. It's a tale of treachery and deceit, full of intrigue and derring do. And what this is going to do, now why do you need to know this? I always ask myself that. Why am I telling these folks what I'm telling them, what I'm telling you? Is it's as important to know, I think, because it helps explain why your friends and your church-going acquaintances are all caught up in Israel stuff. They're like gaga for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And they get the jeebies for James. They love the law. They go wacko over the Ten Commandments. And the reason is, I believe, probably they are actual way back when Israelites. And I'm going to tell you why I think that. Nobody else is teaching this, by the way. Now, there are people who are teaching the identity of the Lost Ten Tribes, but nobody is relating it to Paul's evangel. You see, I'm trying to put all the essential elements in place today. I'm like a guy who takes these disparate pieces of the puzzle, puts them together, shows you a landscape. You know, you get above and you see the big picture. You see what's happening. And I'm interested in what's happening because it explains why my friends, too, are going after Israel. All right. Now, we know God has not forgotten his people. I told you that. The Jews now, the Jews of modern Palestine, are remnants of the house of Judah. That's where the word Jew comes from, Judah. It's one of the tribes. And Israel, after the days of Solomon, was split into two nations, really. The two houses, let's call it. The northern house and the southern house. Now, the southern house was taken to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar. This was the house of Judah, and the two main tribes that stayed in Israel were Judah and Benjamin. All right, and the descendants of these people were present at the crucifixion of Christ. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me slow down here and give you a little history of Israel. The first three kings of Israel were King Saul, King David, and King Solomon. Now, we know that King Saul was anointed by Samuel. And after his death, after Saul's death, David became the king of Israel. You can read about that in 2 Samuel chapter 2. This began the Davidic dynasty. David's descendants began to rule on the throne. And this lasted for quite a long time, 300 years. And King Solomon was the last of this line. He was the last of the line, I should say, to rule over a united kingdom. But God warned Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 11 that because of his sins, you know, he had a bunch of wives, which was fine with God, but they led him, his wives, probably because they were hot. He was dissuaded from the one true God, and he went into idolatry. And God warned him that because of this, the kingdom would be torn in two after his death. And that's exactly what happened. After his death, his son, Rehoboam, ruled over the southern kingdom. Now, in the south, the headquarters was Jerusalem. This was two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, as I said. Now, this kingdom was called Judah. And again, this is where we get Jew. And now, but there was a kingdom that it was split in two, and the 10 other tribes went to the north. They went to Samaria. These are the other 10 tribes, and this was called the House of Israel. It used to be just Israel. Now we had two houses. The kingdom of Israel was split in two. Now, I have an idea why this happened. It's only an idea because I'm not sure Scripture says. I have an idea why this happened. So the 10 other tribes went to the north, and they split, and they were called Israel. Now, in the next few hundred years, Israel had two kings at the same time. One was in the north in Samaria, and one was in the south. Now, in the north, the first king was Jeroboam, not Rehoboam. I know they both end in boom. But Rehoboam was Solomon's son. Jeroboam, I'm not sure who he came from. But anyway, this was in 928 BC. Now, this line, the last king in this line was Hosea in 722 BC. Now, they had this. There's this nasty group of people called the Assyrians. Guess where they were from? That's right, Assyria. Very good. They began their conquest of the house of Israel in 722 BC. Now, the king of the leader of the Assyrians, Tiglath-Pileser, I know it. What mother would name her son Tiglath-Pileser? I don't know. Pileser might have been his middle name. Tiglath, his first name. His last name might have been Jones or something, or Smith. I don't know. But anyway, he came and he took the northern tribes into captivity to Assyria. And this was around 722. And these Israelites became known as the Lost Tribes because, this is why, they never returned en masse to the Promised Land, to the land of Judea, to the Jerusalem region. Again, when they were the house of Israel, their capital was in Samaria. What was it? I can't think of the capital city. Anyway, in the south, however, the autonomy of the house of Judah lasted a lot longer. And the final king of Judah was Zedekiah. But his reign ended in 587 because the temple was destroyed and Jerusalem fell. Guess who took over Jerusalem then? That's right, none other but Nebuchadnezzar. So the first temple and was ransacked, plundered. Nebuchadnezzar took all the drinking vessels and the gold and all the hot chicks, and he took them to Babylon. This was the Jewish exile into Babylon. I say Jewish because only those remnants of the house of Judah became known as Jews, and they brought an end to the era of the kings. The northern tribes went into captivity into Assyria by the hand of Tiglath-Pileser. Now, they never returned because some other nation conquered Assyria, and it sort of left Israel without their jailers. Their captors had been captured, and so the 10 tribes in the north never returned en masse to the land. They wandered, and legend has it they wandered to the north and the west, and they settled the regions which we now know as Europe. This was the lost 10 tribes. Again, the southern tribes became known as Jews, and eventually some remnant of the other tribes came to live in Jerusalem, and this became known again as Israel. And the lost 10 tribes, nobody knows what happened to them except they wandered. But I have a big clue for you here from Isaiah 9:9. I'm going to be getting to that. But anyway, as I said, God doesn't forget his people. So the Jews of modern Palestine are remnants of the house of Judah, which was taken to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, but returned after 70 years of exile. The southern tribes, the house of Judah, read this, it's interesting. After King Solomon's reign, we hear about houses, house of Judah, house of Israel. That's what this is. The kingdom was split. It was like a civil war, like the north and the south. What do you know? Ten tribes went to the north, two tribes stayed in the south. Kingdom was split. And I think I know why. Because the remnant that came back from the Babylonian captivity, they intermarried and they became swarthy. You know, they became the dark-skinned people. Some people see the Jews dark-skinned and they think, well, that's a Jew. No, Jews are actually white. There's various reasons for that, but they intermarried. The southern tribes intermarried and they became the recognizable people of Israel today. But they're not really the true people. But these were the people who were in Jerusalem when the time of our Lord Jesus Christ came. Now, the descendants of those who returned from the Babylonian captivity were present at the crucifixion of Christ, and they're the people who uttered the most nightmarish words imaginable in front of Pontius Pilate and in front of Jesus Christ himself. This is what they said, Matthew 27:25, "His blood be on us and our children." Ouch, not good. That was a really bad thing to say. His blood be on us and our children. Excuse me. And the results of this simple statement have been tragic, inestimably tragic, really. Since then, the blood of Christ has been on the Jews. And no people on earth have suffered as the Jews have suffered. Hitler, the concentration camps, the pogroms that have just killed so many Jews, the persecution, all this is because they pronounced a curse on themselves. But God made sure that there was another group of blood Israelites who were carefully surgically removed from the land before Jesus Christ's coming. And these were the 10 tribes who were taken into captivity by Assyria. And by the way, the Assyrian captivity happened years, many, many years before the Babylonian captivity. And to refresh here, the Babylonian captivity, the Israelites, the house of Judah taken into captivity, returned to Jerusalem. The 10 tribes that were captured by Tiglath-Pileser in the north, they never came back. They wandered. I'm going to show you a verse. It's Amos 9:9. Going to get there. So there's another group of God's people who are removed from the land before Christ's coming. And these Israelites, this stands to reason. Follow me here. They were not in the land when the Messiah faced Pontius Pilate and were therefore spared the self-imposed curse. So now you see why I think it's we see God's wisdom, his counsel. God split the kingdom of Israel after the days of Solomon. This is why he sent 10 tribes to the north to Assyria, to Samaria, eventually to Assyria because of the captivity, and he left 2 tribes in Jerusalem. Now we get to Amos 9:9. The prophet wrote here in Amos 9:9, "For behold, I am commanding, and I will shake the house of Israel among all the nations." This isn't the nation Israel, it's the house of Israel. The house of Israel, that is those 10 tribes that were up north in Samaria that eventually got taken into Assyria and scattered. "I will shake the house of Israel among all the nations, as grain is shaken in a sieve, but not a kernel will fall to the ground." So the lost 10 tribes got absorbed into all the other nations, and this people lost their national identity. And tomorrow, I knew I wouldn't get through this day. Tomorrow, I'm going to tell you what happened to him, what I believe happened to him, and how you can find him. Now, I'm totally different than most people on this topic, and pretty much every other topic, in that I don't think you can identify the lost 10 tribes by national distinctions, but by religious distinctions. Find out how they act. Look at their traits, at their characteristics. And when I tell you this, you're going to freak out because you're going to see earmarks, characteristics of people you know. And I'm going to tell you about a conversation I had with Jim Corum and a conversation I had with a woman at a church in Detroit, Michigan, which really brought this all to a revelation to me. A light shone. I wrote about it. If you want to preempt my address here tomorrow, you can go to the last chapter of my book, First Idiot in Heaven. I talk about this. So, all right, tomorrow we're going to continue on this theme. I'm going to explain to you why people are the way they are. I make sense for a living. Don't worry about it. I'm happy to do it for you.